Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about raw land in the Eugene area.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about dirt. There's not enough of it within the urban growth boundaries, and owners of properties that have excessive dirt or land around their homes wonder what the value might be of that land.
Well, and that's an interesting concept, and that's, of course, what the city of Eugene and a number of other communities have attempted to do by dropping the minimum size of a lot for building a residential home. So if you had a 10,000-square-foot lot or a 12,000-square-foot lot, not too uncommon, you might be able to build another house on the thing.
You've got opportunities, including auxiliary dwelling units. There's legislation at the state level that will eventually seep through to the city level in regards to opportunities there. But let's talk about having an acre and say a 1,200 square foot house, you may have more of an opportunity there.
A large opportunity. In fact, you should be able to get potentially two more dwelling units on that lot. Now, of course, it depends on the placement of the 1,200 square foot house. If it's smack dab in the middle, you can't jack it up and move it over to one side to make room for the surplus all in one glump.
What I would say,
term.
Clearly, what's really, really very important is to understand that value and that opportunity. I'd be happy to help you on raw land for residential use. What you're looking at is density, and you'll get a lot of people telling you what you want to hear, that it's worth $1 million, so you have your retirement in your backyard. But what you need to hear is what will really happen in the marketplace and how you can value that property based on raw land, because you've got to look at the end user and what they're able to build on it and perform on in retail pricing.
And that's an interesting concept. As an example, if you increase the density on a particular lot, what's the utility of that property now that you've done it? You do have smaller space, less privacy and so forth, but you know, that may be a way to go.
There are trade-offs, you're right. And I think that a lot of people don't understand that the trade-offs may be well worth it. They may be sitting on something they don't understand. So if you've got some land that you have especially easy access with a vehicle beyond your house through the front to the back or the side yard, that's an important conversation to have to make sure you don't leave money on the table for you or your estate when things are changing.
It's an interesting idea at this particular point to build something new. How long would it take? I came up with the idea that I'm going to have a finished product.
Well, if you're talking about getting land use changes,
right,
it takes some time. You're going to be looking at 6 months to a year just to have it ready for some build or some build out. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.